Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, February 8th, 2018. Welcome to Day 385. Russian hackers penetrated voter registration rolls in several U.S. states before the 2016 presidential election. NBC News reports that a Homeland Security Department official said that of the 21 states that were targeted, a small number were successfully penetrated. Officials maintain that there is no evidence that voter rolls were altered. Reuters says the Trump administration may target immigrants who use certain taxpayer-funded benefits to make it harder for them to gain permanent residency. The Department of Homeland Security has drafted rules that could weigh against an applicant if they receive non-cash benefits like government food assistance programs or preschool programs, even if they were for the immigrants' children who are U.S. citizens. CNN says Scott Pruitt suggested that climate change could benefit humans despite scientific evidence to the contrary. Here's Pruitt speaking to News 3 Las Vegas's Gerard Romalo on Tuesday morning.
No one disputes the climate changes is changing. That's constant. We obviously contribute to it. We live in the climate, right? So our activity contributes to the climate changing to a certain degree. Now, measuring that with precision, Gerard, I think, is more challenging than is let on at times. Yeah. But I think the bigger question is what you ask at the very end. Is it an existential threat? Is it something that is unsustainable? Or what kind of effect or harm is this going to have? I mean, we know that humans have most flourished during times of what? Warming trends. I mean, so I think there's assumptions made that because the climate is warming, that necessarily is a bad thing. Do we really know what the ideal surface temperature should be in the year 2100, in the year 2018? And that's somewhat fairly arrogant for us to think that we know exactly what it should be in 2100. So there are very important questions around the climate issue that folks really don't get to. And that's one of the reasons that I've talked about having an honest, open, transparent debate about what do we know, what don't we know, so the American people can be informed.
The National Climate Assessment, however, concluded that, quote, climate change presents a global public health problem, with serious health impacts predicted to manifest in varying ways in different parts of the world, end quote. NASA's consensus is that humans are the primary drivers of climate warming trends, which are, quote, proceeding at a rate unprecedented over decades to millennia, end quote. Next up, House Democrats are targeting 101 Republican-held congressional districts in the November midterm elections. NBC News says polling by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee shows Trump trailing not just in the 23 GOP-held districts Hillary Clinton won, but also in more than 60 districts that Trump won, and 11 others where retirements have left the seat open. Next, Politico says members of Congress from both parties are calling Trump's request for a military parade a waste of money that would break with Democratic traditions. At a White House news briefing, Defense Secretary Mattis said that preparations for a celebration are underway. And finally, Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post say the House and Senate are expected to vote tonight on a budget deal that would increase federal spending by more than $300 billion over 2 years and avoid another shutdown. The Senate is expected to pass the bill, which the House will then vote on. Conservative House Republicans, however, currently oppose the deal over its increase in spending, while some House Democrats are threatening to vote against the deal because it doesn't address protections for Dreamers. The current temporary funding measure is set to expire tonight at midnight. And in the polls, NBC News says 57% of Americans believe Russia will try to influence this year's midterm elections, and 55% believe the federal government isn't doing enough to prevent it. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Dow dropped by more than 1,000 points, or 4.15% today. The S&P 500 closed at 3.75% down, a two-month low, erasing its gains for the year and putting it on track to be the worst week since the financial crisis. 2. Donald Trump has decided to focus on opioid law enforcement instead of opioid treatment. 3. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California has been accused of misusing campaign funds. And 4. Senior Trump aides knew for months about the allegations of domestic abuse against top White House staffer Rob Porter. Porter continues to deny the allegations, and the White House continues to defend him, even after his resignation on Wednesday. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.